This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong yesterday. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Singapore, with an investment of around $160 billion in the Indian economy, is a leading economic partner for India. In his remarks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Mr. Modi invited Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida this month. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after his successful visit to Brunei and Singapore. BJP President and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, will begin a 2-day tour of Bihar starting from today. He will hold meetings with the BJP leaders and party workers in Patna in preparation for the upcoming 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. Following his arrival, he will head to the government guest house before meeting with the Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence. Later in the day, as part of his official engagements, Nadda will visit the Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences to inaugurate a new facility. His 2-day tour will include several key events focused on healthcare infrastructure and party strategy. Mr. Nadda will travel to Bhagalpur to inaugurate a hostel at Jawaharlal Nehru Medical College and Hospital. Minister of State for Social Justice and Employment, Ramdas Athawale, will be on a 2-day visit to Nagaland. Mr. Athawale will arrive today afternoon. The Minister of State will pay a courtesy call to Chief Minister Nephew Ryu at his private residence, Sovima Chumukedima. Later, Mr. Athawale will attend a foundation stone laying ceremony of the Mandi project at Agri Expo, 4th Mile at 4:30 p.m. The minister will also meet the officials of the State Office Social Welfare Department at Naithur Resort on Saturday before leaving for Delhi. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC India, in collaboration with the Sankala Foundation, will be organizing a national conference on universal access to healthcare digital solutions in New Delhi today. The conference is supported by the Niti Aayog and the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The primary aim of the event is to bring together practitioners, government officials, leading experts, innovators and policy makers in the field of healthcare and digital healthcare technology for universal access to affordable and quality healthcare services, especially for people living in rural, remote and hilly areas. The conference will have 3 technical sessions: the models of change in healthcare, the future frontiers in digital health and technology-enabled universal health coverage. The Health and Family Welfare Department of the Government of West Bengal has suspended Dr. Birupaksha Biswas and Dr. Avik Day in light of the agitation and protest across the state against them. Their names have been surfaced after the gruesome rape-murder case of the PGT doctor at the R.G. Carr Medical College in Kolkata. They are accused of threatening junior doctors as well as teachers in various medical colleges in West Bengal for a long time. At Paris Paralympics 2024, India's Kapil Parmar won bronze medal in Para Judo Men's 60kg J1 category, beating Brazil's Elilton de Oliveira. This is the first medal in this event in India's history of Paralympics. Currently, Team India is standing on the 14th spot in the medal tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 11 bronze. Meanwhile, President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted Kapil Parmar on winning bronze medal in the Para Judo at the Paris 2024 Paralympics. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.